Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward. Welcome back to Excelsior Journeys. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Once Upon a Podcast Network. Those of you who know me know that I am not always very comfortable when it comes to being in a group. I tend to kind of take a step back. I get a lot of flack from my family because I was a theater major growing up, and I really enjoyed being on stage, especially during the time in high school when I kind of broke through this period of stage fright that I had and finally got back on stage and felt more in tune with who I was. And it felt like I was kind of pushing myself out of this shell that I kind of locked myself in for a while. But as time goes on and as I kind of go through public life, I found out that I'm kind of like an introverted extrovert, basically, or an extroverted introvert, however you want to phrase it, because I enjoy getting up on stage. I enjoy having a microphone in my hand. I enjoy, obviously, doing this podcast. This podcast has opened up so many great opportunities for me, and I like to think that I'm pretty good at it. But at the same time, being in a group, I always tend to kind of just step back and let other people come to me, or even step back and just kind of like just sit back and just watch everyone around just kind of mingle. It's hard for me to really kind of get up and mingle myself as much as I want to. So imagine my surprise when I am on Instagram and I come across a podcast called Stay Introverted, and it's run by a podcaster named Stephanie Laffey. And I started listening to her, started listening to the show, and I found it to be one of the most wonderfully genuine shows that I had listened to in all of podcasting, because here is a person who is just like me. This is someone who not only gets out there in podcast form and talks about being an introvert, which may seem like it's an opposite sort of setup, but at the same time, she found a really great format to kind of push through and get her thoughts out. But she's also gone on to enjoy podcasting so much. She's got two other ones that are in the works, as well as putting together a masterclass about stream of consciousness journaling. And everything that she is putting out there is something that I not only want to champion, but I also want to be more like, because it feels like when I listened to this show and when I got to know her more, it just felt like this is someone that I definitely need to know more of. This is someone who definitely needs to get out there more, because there are a whole lot of people that are just like me that feel like they have to be extroverted because of one reason or another. But knowing this show, knowing Stephanie as well as I do now, after just a few months of knowing her on Instagram, it's really fascinating to see that she is constantly pushing forward with the idea of being who you are. And if you are an introverted, and if you feel like you're being pushed to be an extrovert, then stay an introvert. Stay introverted, which is the name of the show. And I am so thrilled to have Stephanie on right here to not only talk about this show, but about her life as an introvert and getting that sort of vibe out there into the podcast world, which I feel really, really fills a much needed hole. So it is my pleasure to welcome my friend Stephanie Laffey. Steph, how are you?
I'm great. Wow, what an awesome intro. I had to mute myself because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to start crying.
Well, that's how I feel. Like when I got to know your show, when I got to listen to it, it was just like, wow, this is exactly what I've been dealing with.
And oh, I love that.
Because like I said, I was a theater major in college. Mm-hmm. So I had no problem getting up on stage and mm-hmm. being out there and performing. But at the same time, it's being out there in public. I always want to get out there. I always want to be that sort of life of the party. And the best man at my wedding, who's one of my best friends, like he was very much like a type A personality. And right. whenever we would go out, I always felt like I had to take a step back. So, mm-hmm. but there are times, you know, especially now, when I'm just like, why was I doing that? Is it something that I should be ashamed of? Or is it something that I should embrace? Like, what exactly is that? And there's no shame in being that. And I learned a lot of that through your show.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Yeah, I can definitely relate to trying to force myself to be more extroverted, to act more rah-rah and excited. I mean, I went to college at Penn State, so mm-hmm. I totally get, like, when you're saying I was a theater major in college, I don't know what possessed me to go to college at Penn State, because I was so shy at the time, wasn't mm-hmm. really a football girl, but it just seemed like the college experience that I was supposed to have. So that's what I did. And then when I would go out, I would kind of force myself to be out until 4 o'clock in the morning, partying, wow. drinking, and doing all the things, and going to frat parties, and even going into the corporate world. I was constantly going to happy hours all the time and trying to force myself to be this extroverted person that is not who I am. I like to be with myself, I like to say. I very much enjoy it. And there are times when I also very much enjoy being around the people that I love and like my friends and family, but I do need my space. And it took me until COVID to realize that actually I'm an introvert, and that's not a bad thing. That's something to be celebrated.
Yeah.
So when my co-host approached me to create a podcast to talk about owning our introversion and celebrating it, I was like, let's do this, because we cannot be the only two that feel this way.
Yeah. And so your co-host, that was the one who came up with the initial idea?
Yeah. So he gave me a call. We had been collaborating for about like 8 months at that point. Mm-hmm. And we just worked really well together. We always had great conversations. We were constantly just texting and talking. And before he could even get the words out, he always says this, before he got the words out, do you want to have a podcast? I was like, yes, let's nice. Do it. Because nice. I had already been thinking about it, but I didn't want to do it by myself, because at the end of the day, I am an introvert, and like I can only talk for so long. So the idea of having a co-host made it so that, okay, I only have to put in half the work.
Right. And then you can always just kind of pivot off of whatever the other host is saying.
Exactly.
And create this really good dynamic. And
exactly.
And you don't have to immediately jump in and have your guest on right then and there. You can start off with a little bit of banter. And
exactly. What do you,
yeah. So with that in mind, one of the things that I always love to hear about is the lightning bolt moment. And that's that moment in time when you either experience something or hear something, listen to someone, meet someone, and it just makes you want to just go in that direction and go, ooh, that's the kind of direction I want to be in. That's the kind of life I want to live. Now, you're living one hell of a fascinating life here, because you're not only someone who is celebrating being an introvert, but you got three different podcasts. So you have to have the love of podcasting to really go forward with it. So what was it Absolutely. That brought you to this world? What was it that brought you to this platform in the first place?
So I have been in the content creative platform since the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
And I just have had so much to share, but I didn't really have a direction or really an understanding of where I was going or a purpose. Like, I just had this deep call to share. And no matter how hard I tried to make it stop and make it go away, I could not seem to stop. I didn't feel comfortable going on video. And as we all know, on Instagram, video is king.
Right.
So I really had a hard time with that. But over time, as I started to build a community and connect with people in my community, I started getting invited on podcasts.
Yeah.
And every single time, I would just have the best time. It was always the best conversations. And I was like, this is the one place that I feel so seen, so comfortable, so like I can just have a conversation and be myself. And as that was all happening, I was really starting to figure out that, like, I actually had a coaching business for a while.
Yeah.
And so as I was figuring out, okay, I like to show up on podcasts, I also was asking myself, okay, this coaching thing isn't working out. It's not my vibe. It's not me. I don't really want to be selling all these services. But why am I here? Why do I love doing this coaching thing? And it always came down to I like to talk.
Yeah,
I love to talk. And I love to have these really deep, meaningful conversations with other people about literally everything.
Yeah.
So when I got to the root of what it was that I loved, and at the same time got to the root of how I was most comfortable sharing my message and sharing what I had to say,
yeah,
it kind of just together, it all just kind of came together. I was like, oh, a podcast. So when Jay called me and said, let's do a podcast, I was like, this is it. Like, let's do it. Let's go.
Nice. Nice. I love it. I love that. And it's amazing what this format can do. Mm-hmm. It can make you not only really enjoy podcasting in general, but you become a more confident speaker. You become someone who is more in line with your values, with who it is that you are, who it is that you want to be. There is a real power that comes with speaking into this microphone. Have you felt
that? Oh, absolutely. The fact that, I mean, to me, I never really cared about making money with the thing or growing an audience. It was just, it started out as a way to just have a conversation with a friend and maybe reach people that are feeling the same way that we are about being introverted.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we have well over 100 listeners. And I'm and not just listeners, but people that are sharing every single clip, people that are quoting us. Like the other day, I'm listening to a podcast from somebody that I connected with. And all of a sudden he's mentioning our podcast and how much he's learned from listening to our podcast. And I was what?
That's great.
So it's so cool that what I'm saying, and I'm just speaking from experience. I'm not doing any research or prep work. I'm just answering questions that I'm asked and responding to what's being said to me.
Yeah.
And people are wow, you just blew my mind with this. I'm really? Okay.
Oh, that's so cool. And it really is something. Just kind of feel like you are all of a sudden part of this brand new community.
Yeah.
When you go through that. Now, when you sat down with Jay, you started going through that first episode. What was that feeling like when you were doing it? Because there are a lot of people that are out there right now that are thinking, ooh, I would love to start a podcast. I have this idea, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But I want anyone who has ever thought about starting up a podcast to at least give it a shot. And see if you're comfortable doing it. See if you can feel comfortable behind the mic. And then finally just let it out and leave it all out there and see what happens. So when you did that first episode, what was that feeling like once everything was all finished?
So once it was done, okay. So I'm going to be honest about the journey. So
yeah,
when we finished recording, I called him and said, that sucks. Let's do it again. And he was like, so I called him the next day. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want you to listen to it first. And then we'll talk about doing it again if you still feel that way.
Yeah.
So I gave it a listen. And I was blown away by how natural we sounded.
Like, really?
I was like, holy crap. I don't know if cursing is allowed, so I'm really going to try to, like, refrain. Like, holy crap. Like, we are good at this. Like, we were mm-hmm. born for this.
Yeah.
Forget what I said yesterday about wanting to redo it. Let's keep going. Let's continue. And
right.
from there was one or two episodes that I've insisted that we scrap just because I just was not in the right headspace
right.
at the time. I went in not feeling like myself, and what came out was a bunch of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since then, I've gotten so comfortable with myself, with my voice, and I'm like, we got to just keep going. And I've gotten more. I don't feel the need to prepare notes anymore or to bullet point anything. We just come on and we just roll the tape, and whatever comes out. And it feels so good. It's like a weekly verbal journaling sesh with my friend.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And that's when you have something really special. And one thing that I was really taken by with this show, the way that you have it going, the way everything starts, the way everything flows, mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like you're leaving the audience out. That's one thing that I always felt like whenever there's a lot of banter to start things off, that mm-hmm. they're just going off on their own, just kind of back and forth, this little verbal volleyball, when right. the rest of your audience is just kind of sitting there waiting for the show to start, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And waiting for them at least to be acknowledged. And I didn't feel that with your show. I felt that you and Jay were really kind of welcoming everyone in and giving it a really good, steady flow. So that way the audience doesn't feel left out. So that was something that I
was really taken by. Oh my God, that is the greatest compliment ever. Like, I really try to... And that kind of translates to how I connect with people in real life. And mm-hmm. You can't see me right now, but I'm saying in real life in quotes. One thing that I hated growing up was always feeling like whenever I did show up and whenever I did hang out with people,
yeah,
I always felt like they had all these inside jokes that I didn't really get. And I hated that feeling of being left out. And why were they talking about all these stories and things that they did together that they didn't include me in? And why was I only the sometimes friend?
Right. Now, sometimes it works. Sometimes it works because there's a great show that's on our network called Unpaused mm-hmm. Life. And okay. the two hosts that are there, what they focus on is breaking out of your comfort zone and
right.
trying new things. So that's right. really like the thrust of the whole show. So it has to be that sort of thing of just like, what'd you do this week? And how did this go? And so it kind of leads into the main topic, which is the big thing that you did moving forward to kind of break out of your comfort zone. So I'm not denigrating those that always do that, but right. if you're going to go on and on and on for like a half hour and before getting to the topic, then you may want to trim a little bit. You know?
Yeah, no, I one of the things that I really try to do when I'm with my friends and with my colleagues and whatnot is I always try to make sure that if I am telling a story that mm-hmm. they weren't a part of, I say, oh my God, so we're actually talking about this time where blah, blah, blah happened. Like, you would have cracked up at this part. Like, I really try to include whoever's listening because I know what it's like to be left out.
Right.
So
exactly. So yeah, I mean, like this sort of show, and you have two other shows as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, have they started up or are they still in development?
So the other two, we've recorded a bunch of episodes. So the way that I've learned to keep myself calm throughout this process is to make sure we always have a couple episodes in the bank. That way we're not scrambling and we're not suddenly left without anything if something happens or if life gets in the way, because we both have full-time jobs. Anyway,
I'm right there with you. Just a little behind the scenes info. Like all of my interviews for the month are filmed or are recorded the weekend before the first Tuesday of the month. So that way I have them all. And then all I have to do is just edit as I go. So
exactly. Yeah. So the other two, I think we've recorded about 5 episodes each. So I believe that the Hey Bestie podcast is going to launch next week.
Oh, great.
And then the Human AF podcast will probably launch it in early April. So the Hey Bestie podcast is, you're going to get to see a lot more casual side of me. So it's with my online virtual bestie. We just get together. We roll the tape. It's like happy hour, but better.
Oh, that's
two 30-year-old girlies just kind of talking about whatever's going on in our lives. And it's hilarious. Like the two of us are so similar.
Yeah.
And we just crack ourselves up. So it's fun. The Human AF podcast is another side of me, so I'm very multifaceted. My co-host is also named Stephanie, and she lives in Canada, and we are as different as can be. I mean, she lives in rural Canada. I'm here in New York City, corporate girl. She's like growing her own food. We're very different, but we have the same attitude about a lot of things.
So
the idea of that podcast is to really break down pivotal social issues from two very different angles and show that it's okay to disagree and to have different opinions. We can still have a conversation. So we'll be talking about lots of hot button topics, from big pharma to social media to mainstream media.
Yeah.
But not from a place of trying to convince you how to think, more from a place of, this is what I think and this is what you think. And can we meet in the middle and understand why some people think this way, some people think that way? But if we all just talk about it, it's a lot better than going at each other's throats.
Oh, exactly. I can't agree more with that, because that is something that we as a nation just really need to get in the habit of doing. So, So for one of those people that is just kind of sitting there and wondering what they should do when it comes to getting their own show, their own idea out there realized in podcast form, what do you recommend is the first step that they do?
I would say definitely find yourself a mentor, somebody who's been in the game for a while, who you really jive with, like somebody who is going to walk you through getting it set up, getting it started, and just kind of hold your hand every step of the way. So our mentor was this incredible woman named Shalia Williams.
Yeah.
She is the creator of the Introverted Black Mom podcast, and she is absolutely hilarious. She's been in our world for a while, and we reached out to her and asked her, and she sat with us on Zoom. She walked us through every single facet of getting set up, getting started, getting organized, how to promote it, all that fun stuff. And so find yourself a mentor who is just a couple steps ahead of you. It doesn't need to be like, you don't need to go talk to the number one podcaster in your niche. Just find somebody who's going to talk to you and sit down with you and cheer you on every step of the way.
That's perfect. That's a great way to really kind of get started and just kind of think about like all the different things that you want to do, but then you're not sure exactly like what those pitfalls are, what things to avoid, what things to focus on. Because whenever we start something like this, we don't know what we don't know.
So
having someone with that sort of experience really, really helps.
Absolutely. And then if I may add, the other thing that I do, that this is how I kind of study up on what's going on in the podcast industry, and this is how I get ideas for my podcast, is I listen to indie podcasts, like small podcasts. Like I'm nuts about it.
That's
how I learn from my peers what they're doing, what's working, what's not working, what I want to try, what I don't want to try.
Right.
Like that's the best way to learn, is to immerse yourself. And if you immerse yourself in the community that you're trying to build and you get to know things, you'll really grow your network. Plus you'll learn a lot of skills and lessons just through osmosis.
Absolutely. And not only that, but you also go in with the knowledge and the confidence that the person who you're listening to, they're a one person show. If it's just one person at the helm, or two people, or in some cases three people or more, if it's a roundtable sort of discussion, but they're the ones that are recording it. They're the ones that are editing it. They're the ones that are getting it up there. They don't have a team like, say, Conan O'Brien does, or Jason Bateman does, or like all of the Joe Rogan and all of like the top people that are at the very top of this industry. So it is great to listen to indie podcasters. And thank you so much for listening to mine as well. The comments you had were very, very flattering. And I hope that this has been as good an opportunity for you as it was for me to have you on.
Oh, absolutely. I've learned so much, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to actually talk to you.
Absolutely. And where can my listeners find you on social media?
So if you want to find me, I am at introspective_AF. That's my handle. It's self-described, right?
Right.
So I'm on Instagram and Threads, and I might have a YouTube. I don't know. I don't use it. Just Instagram and Threads. And awesome. You can find all of my podcasts sprinkled around on both Instagram and Threads.
That's fantastic. And just like what Stephanie said, it's all about being who you are. It's about projecting what it is you feel, getting it out there. They talk about having to niche down when it comes to getting your show out there. But the bottom line is that you are bringing your perspective on things. You're bringing your own experiences, and no one else has that. So remember that, run with it, and you're going to find yourself at the helm of a very, very genuine podcast that people are going to want to keep listening to. People are going to want to keep tuning into you. People are going to want to subscribe to you. People are going to want to leave comments. People are going to want to recommend it to other podcasters or other podcast listeners. And who knows where things can go from there. So remember, be who you are. Do not apologize for who you are. And get your story out there, because there are a lot of people out there who are waiting for you. So for Stephanie Laffey, this is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward, and I will see you next week.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to heesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@heesgotit.com.